MissouriNet News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund of Missouri, reminding you to be smart and safe with guns. To help prevent injury, make sure all guns are locked, secured, and safe from children.
I'm Elisa Nelson. A 7-year-old boy got a hold of a loaded gun and shot a 5-year-old girl in the head at a South Kansas City residential playground, according to media reports. Kansas City Police Sergeant Carrie Thompson says the girl is fighting for her life after the Sunday evening shooting.
This really hurts us. Please make sure that you're maintaining your firearms in your homes.
Police are investigating how the boy got the gun. Columbia's Trinity Lutheran Church has won a U.S. Supreme Court case involving its grant request for new playground surfacing. But which purposes can qualify for such money remain in question. Today's ruling says Missouri cannot deny organizations state money based on non-religious needs. Dr. Michael McShane with the Show Me Institute tells MissouriNet that he expects further court challenges about the appropriate use of such money.
School vouchers exist in states all across the country, and other states are trying to implement them. So I think there's a chance that probably from one of those states, a case will come back to the court and they will have to decide on this question.
The parties in the Trinity Lutheran case could work out a reimbursement deal based on today's decision. Two corrections officers at the Jackson County Detention Center in western Missouri are among four people charged in a bribery scheme to smuggle cell phones and other items to inmates. About 200 law enforcement officers and federal agents participated in a raid this morning at the detention center. A 23-year-old man allegedly crashed his vehicle onto Mizzou Arena's court this weekend. Brad Trinago reports.
Police say Nathaniel Connett crashed his Volkswagen through a gate behind the Tiger basketball gym early yesterday. Then he rammed it through a dock door and onto the court. Connett was arrested yesterday afternoon. Police say he did about $100,000 in damage. Brad Trinago, MissouriNet.
Governor Eric Greitens has ordered U.S. and Missouri flags at state government buildings in Lafayette County be flown at half-mast today. Jason Taylor reports.
Greitens issued the order to honor firefighter Jeffrey M. Sanders of the Mayview Fire Protection District, who died while on the job. 55-year-old Sanders and 36-year-old Jacob Hayward were struck while extinguishing a blaze on the side of a highway. A procession of firemen paid their respects to Sanders and his family last evening at West Central Missouri's Odessa High School, which also hosted funeral ceremonies this morning. Jeff Sanders and his wife Connie were lifelong farmers. She survives him along with numerous other local family members. Jason Taylor, MissouriNet.
A convicted killer from southeast Missouri has died in prison of apparent natural causes. 65-year-old Donald Phillips died Sunday at Potosi Correctional Center. He was serving a life sentence for the February 2002 killing of the owner of Bud's Country Store at Wapapello. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet News.